the first thing he said to me was, so he knows. We're all feeling a little pain, but there's a couple of edits in here, so it jumps. So the time isn't exactly right. It's about 2 minutes, a synopsis of what we did this morning, and we're not proud of it.
Okay, here we are live to 3:31 in the morning on Friday, a couple hours before work gets going, and we thought we would wake our boss, Chuck, as kind of a birthday present. He's 70-something years old. That's what he says, probably a couple hundred years old. So we're rolling up to his house, and it's me, John Holmberg, Brady Bogan, Mark Randall, who put this together, and the guys with Gravedigger are behind us. We're going to pull it in front of Chuck's house this morning.
Hang on, make sure they make the corner.
And wake him up and
they're behind us.
And see what's going on. Now, Mark's going to go up there and ring the bell first. We've got to park the car. We're in Paradise Valley. Any of you ever want to move into this area, Chuck has a beautiful home. For now. He's going to have to move out after this. So, whoop, whoop.
Go, 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 go.
Start it, Brady. Go!
Mistake you'll ever make. What the hell is wrong with you guys? Get that goddamn thing out of here.
Come here, Holmberg. John, turn that damn thing off. Don't record this. I'm just beside myself.
We're dead. We're dead.
We're done.
You're done.
Nice knowing you. You're under contract, though. I'm screwed.
You're dead, Randall. We're done. All right, so there it was. Monster Chuck. 2004, and probably the last thing we'll ever do at KUPD. Great idea, Randall. Great idea. Yeah, great sense of humor.
Well done, boys. Nice job.
Oh, God.
Did the radio do the truck justice, though?
I don't know, did you hear the car alarms?
Oh, that was pretty loud.
Such a terrible, terrible idea. I don't know what we were thinking there, boys.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell? 98. I'm not cool with this at all.
KUPD.